web chat on Six Music, where we catch up with the person behind a website that we really like. Today it is the brilliant bookmooch.co.uk. You can find them online there and on Twitter at bookmooch. The man behind the site is John Buckman, and he joins me now. Hello, John.
Hello.
How are you doing? All right?
Yeah.
Brilliant. Okay, well, listen, tell me how the site got started. A little bit about Bookmooch, please.
Of all places, I was going to an early music concert in Norwich, at a place called the King of Hearts. And during the interval, there was a room where I saw all these books on bookshelves, and people were flirting, they were pushing books on each other, and there was this big sign that said, "Leave a book, take a book." And it just felt so convivial, so unlike actually a lot of e-commerce and internet businessy things, that I wondered, was it possible to recreate that leave a book, take a book, convivial, friendly feeling from Norwich and stick it on the web?
Okay.
And that's what Bookmooch is. It's a way for people to exchange books that they've already read.
All right. So how does it actually work? If we go on there today and we want to join up, how easy is it and what do we have to do?
Well, first of all, the site's completely free. I don't make any money off of it, and it's programmed by me and run by volunteers. So that's the first thing to note.
Okay.
And then as far as using it, what you do is you put in 10 books that you've read that you're willing to send away.
Mm-hmm.
Then from those 10 books, other people will notice them and ask you to post them to them. You do that. And for every book you post away, you now have the right to ask anyone else to post a book to you. So there's no cash involved. No one's sending any money. But you do have to send the book out, and then you get a book for every book you send out.
Okay, and it's like you get points, don't you? A bit like eBay, you know, where you get your eBay rating. You kind of get it's are they called points, aren't they, on the site?
Yeah, they're points. It's just a virtual currency. And if you get another book from the UK, it's one book for one book.
Mm-hmm.
If you're willing to pay the extra post to Royal Mail, then to the to Europe or, say, to the US, then for every book you post to a foreign country, you actually get three books from the UK back.
That's a good rate of return. It sounds like quite an addictive little thing. Do people get really into it once they start using it?
Yeah, absolutely, because you realize there's not really any reason to read the books that are currently being marketed in the last year or two. Why not just look 3, 4, 5 years back? If anyone's still talking about those books, probably they're quite good. And those are the books that we have plenty of, about 250,000 titles on Bookmooch.
Wow, 250,000. So who are your customers? I mean, how many of them are there, and who visits the site?
Well, they're all over the world, but really mostly Anglophones, people who speak English.
Mm-hmm.
You'll find quite a few, obviously, in the UK, in the US, but also the greater English diaspora, so obviously Australia, but also all the Scandinavian countries quite like it, since their English is quite good.
Okay. And what about you using the site? Because you said, you know, you don't make any money off it. You must have got some good books, hopefully, at least. Having come up with all this, it must be quite a faff to organize.
You know, actually, it wasn't for me the main motivation was to get books. Actually, it was just I kept moving home, and I had all these bookshelves, and I got sick of paying the moving bill of box after box.
Yeah.
And if you're like me, you can't stand to throw a book away. You know, you've loved it. It's emotional. And you're always trying to convince your friends, who probably are scared of you showing up with books, that they ought to read something. So it was actually to find a new home for books. And I commissioned this cartoonist to make an illustration that reflected that emotion for me. All these books sadly sitting with frowny faces in a pile, unread, unloved, flying off to new owners with happy faces.
Yeah. You can also donate your points and make wish lists and give books to other countries, can't you? And you know, maybe people who really don't have them. And you can donate stuff, right?
Yeah, well, there's a whole charitable element to it. So many people send books, for example, in containers off to Africa, and mm-hmm. that's certainly wonderful. But that's just whatever books go to Africa. With Bookmooch, it's a different kind of charitable effect. It helps the kind of charities that have very specific needs. So say, for example, there's a learning disabilities charity in the UK, which is the case, and they want very specific books. We do a lot with prison libraries, so people trying to rehabilitate, and there's a lot of history books, a lot of actually 1980s DIY things, how to fix a car, how to build some furniture. Those are the kind of books that actually normal people are kind of sick to death of, but if you're in prison, it's just what you need to get a new start.
Okay, well, that sounds fantastic. Listen, thank you very much for speaking to me about it, John. I'm sure everybody's going to go off and check it out now. We wish you the best of luck with the site in future. Have you got any new developments or new things coming up that you can tell us about?
We're just hoping people now connect up in places and meetups and swap books in person, which makes it a bit more social, and obviously you save the postal fees.
Okay, thank you very much for talking to me today, John. Take care.
Thanks for having me.
Bye. That's John Buckman, the man behind Book Mooch. And if you want to look him up, as I said, it's Book Mooch, like mooching along, M-O-O-C-H, or .co.uk or at Book Mooch on Twitter.